Really happy to have with us now, and he's a regular on this show, Michael Regei. Michael, how you doing, brother?
Good, Vic. Happy summer, man. How are you?
Hey, same to you. I'm doing great. As we get into this period where things are quieter, obviously, but training camp will be here before we know it, I think one of the maybe under-discussed aspects of this football team is the coaching staff, to the extent that last year, it took some criticism, as did the entire team. 4-12 season, everybody gets hit. That's understandable. Coaching took its share. You had a first-year head coach in Pat Shurmur. There were growing pains that went with that as a head coach. But I think as I look at what is ahead for this football team, not only do I expect Pat to be a better coach because I know he's worked at it and had the time with this offseason to improve on things and analyze what worked and didn't work in 2011. But I look at this coaching staff, and it starts, of course, with the addition now of Brad Childress, his longtime former assistant coach. They were assistant coaches together, I should say, in Philadelphia, and what he means to this team is the two of them collaborating to make this offense better.
No, Vic, no question. First and foremost, and you mentioned it, you have to understand and realize your shortcomings. This is a football team. They know they averaged 13 points a game last year. So right there, it tells you we didn't accomplish the things offensively that we were looking to do. And matter of fact, nowhere near. I feel good, Vic, because I know in discussing with Pat Shurmur this offseason – that he and they, his offensive coaches, went over every snap from a season ago with a fine-tooth comb, looked at it from every different camera angle available, and pored over it and went over it more to get a better realization of, all right, we know what our philosophy is. We know what we were trying to accomplish. Why didn't we get to the point where we needed to be? And I can appreciate that. I applaud that because that's what they should be doing.
Right.
And that's the first step of making this offense better. The addition of Brad Childress, a Nolan Cromwell in here on the offensive side of the ball, is going to do nothing but, you know, further enhance Pat Shurmur. He's got a sounding board now, Vic. And can't we relate it to, I thought the biggest step last year in the football team was Pat Shurmur and his relationship with Dick Geron and how Geron made such great strides defensively. Vic, I expect the very same thing offensively this year. And, of course, it doesn't hurt now that, as we know, there's going to be on the playing field, from a personnel standpoint, different pieces and parts that can enhance the philosophy of the offense and perform it.
I mean, I love the fact that the two of them worked together for so long in Philadelphia, understand each other and understand the vision of what this offense should look like when it is running at its best. And that obviously wasn't the case last year. The biggest difference is the quarterback. The biggest difference absolutely would be what Brandon Whedon brings to it, but also the influences that he has. Pat Shurmur's still going to be a huge voice in the head of this quarterback.
Of course.
And it's ultimately going to be his offense as he sees it that's going to be carried out. But Brad Childress is another prominent voice, another detail guy. You watched him during these offseason workouts. The things that he would notice that the quarterbacks did, not just Whedon, I mean, he pointed this out with Colt McCoy, with Seneca Wallace, with others, but pull them aside occasionally, not a lot, just enough when he saw things that had to be discussed. And it's that extra, and then you'd watch Pat Shurmur take it all in, knowing that they were hearing from Childress what Pat Shurmur had in his head. So that's valuable. And I think it also allows Pat to be a better head coach, a better CEO, because he doesn't have to get as into the nitty-gritty details with the offense because he's got an offensive coordinator who's going to take care of that.
Right. And the one thing we know about Chile is that he is a thorough, detailed, veteran, knowledgeable, offensive guy.
Right.
He's been on that side of his whole life. All you need to do is speak to Andy Reid about it. I mean, you know, which I have down through the years. And Andy Reid has raved about his entire coaching staff, but especially the offensive coaching staff through this run when Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur became part of that organization. Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I feel real good about it, Vic. And I know that the Childress philosophy is going to rub off because, first of all, Pat trusts him. He believes him in. I believe that he was the handpicked choice of Pat Shurmur, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to say that, but I believe that this is the guy that Pat wanted. Brad wasn't available to come in 2011, and that's why it didn't work last year. But, again, I like the fact that it's going to be Childress implementing the game plan with Pat. You know, Pat has already said Chili's going to do a tremendous amount of work during the week, implement the game plan, look where you can find matchup situations. And I believe he's going to, in combination with Pat Shurmur, Vic, be able to extract more in terms of what their basic offensive philosophy is from the increased weapons they have. Vic, I know it's only June, but I'm going to say it right now. I'd be shocked if we didn't see, I'm going to say, a significant to a quantum leap in the offensive production of this football team.
I'm with you.
And I'm saying that with more than like a rookie quarterback, a rookie running back, and young players on this football team. I think it's not unreasonable for Browns fans to expect a significant leap offensively.
No, I'm with you on that. Michael Ragai is our guest joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Michael, you brought up Nolan Cromwell's name earlier, added as a senior offensive assistant. Mm-hmm. His focus is the receivers. He's working with Mike Wilson, coaching that group. But it is his area of expertise. It's what he last did as an assistant coach in St. Louis when Pat Shurmur was there as offensive coordinator. So Pat knows him well from that. He's got vast knowledge of how receivers play from his many years, 13 of them, as a safety in the NFL playing for the Los Angeles Rams. So he brings that unique perspective, but I watch a real hands-on teacher, much more at the micro level. He likes to get into, again, challenging players. He'll yell at them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just yelling at them for the sake of yelling
at
them.
We saw a little bit of that during OTA.
Didn't we see it during
that? We saw a little bit of that.
And it's specific instructions, but I think the receivers need to hear this. They need another voice and another perspective, and Cromwell brings that. And it's done, and I think when they hear it and see it, they have to respect it because, like Mike Wilson, he played in the league.
Very much on point. And I just know this. If I'm Greg Little, if I'm Mo Massaqua, Josh Cribbs, Jordan Norwood, Carlton Mitchell, any of the young receivers that have a chance to make this football team, Vic, I'm going to try to be the biggest sponge I can be. And I'd hope they've already started that.
Right.
But listen, I mean, this is a make or break year for a couple of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, Mo Massaqua. I mean, Jordan Norwood may be in a fight and a battle to keep his job with Josh Cooper lurking. And Carlton Mitchell. I mean, now this is year three. Hopefully he's healthy. But if I'm them, you've got a great opportunity now.
Yeah.
You just laid it all out. You are with guys who thoroughly can put you in a position to succeed. You got to be a sponge. You've got to take everything away you can from that. And you got to go out and, you know, make these guys hard work and effort to show up. You got to make them proud. And they've got a great opportunity, this young receiving core. And Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur have put their faith in these guys.
Right.
Vic, as we know, it's probably the most talked about position on this football team, of course, other than the quarterback, obviously. But, again, people and they should. And these young men should expect a lot from themselves and want to produce and make this offense better.
And Travis Benjamin, as a rookie.
Who
was going to be part of this equation.
Correct. Yep.
And again, the younger you are, and you throw out another rookie's name in Josh Cooper, all the more reason that coaching becomes more critical. That good detailed coaching, when you have young people, the saying is you coach them up.
Right.
And that has to happen in a great degree, in a big way, with this receiving core. And another coach, new to this staff, he replaces someone else, of course, because you had Jerome Henderson here coaching the defensive backs before. Did a fine job. He's now with Dallas. But Tim Howe comes in.
Yeah.
And I'm really believing that this secondary is going to benefit from Hauk's perspective, that big hitter that Hauk was as a player. And he makes no bones about it when you talk with him, Michael, that he wants to instill that same mentality with these. I'm not talking dirty hits or cheap shots, but good, clean, physical play, but make the territory in that secondary a place where receivers from opposing teams are timid to visit.
What we're saying is an attitude, and yeah. I like that about Hauk. And again, it has nothing to do. I like the fact. I thought there were some strides taken last year.
Yeah.
But this year, I think, again, what's expected and areas of responsibility, and you talk to a T.J. Ward, and you can see that he is really excited about getting going because that's his calling card anyway,
right,
Vic. You know,
he's
up around the line of scrimmage mayhem. That's
yeah.
where TJ's at his best. Need him to get a little bit better in coverage, and I know he's working on that hard.
Sure.
But again, I'm excited about Eric Hag. And I know you have Usama Young. These are two guys at that free safety spot, Vic, that I think need to take a strong leap forward. Hag is, and he's like Ward, physical presence. I think if Hag wins that job, you're going to see a different attitude and guys that are looking to create that mayhem you talked about. Receivers might have their head on a swivel a little bit more. Browns, the secondary, Tim Hauk wants to be hitters,
yeah.
wants to be tough. I think we're going to see a lot more of that, too, coming up this year.
Coaches coach in their image. You know, they want players
and
to,
why shouldn't you?
Yeah, right, you build
why
a team
you?
In,
that,
in their
That's
image.
Why he was hired here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Michael.
Yeah, all the time, Vic. Look forward to it.
He is Michael Ragai joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.